every praise. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Here we are again, church. Another CIP graduation. We had such a good time tonight. We had, y'all can be seated. We always do a potluck dinner for our graduation. And if y'all don't know Brother Lee, raise your hand. Brother Lee, raise it up. This Brother Lee right here, y'all can ask him about the fried chicken tonight. He had his fill. Extra hot sauce. That young Frank's red hot. Honey made the best fried chicken I've ever had in my lifetime tonight. Amen. Amen. Woo! Praise God. Well, let's get a little bit of business out of the way. Number one, where is Brother Tim Powell? Where are you? If y'all didn't know it, it's Brother Tim's 50th birthday. Tim, if you could stand up. Woo! Hey, stand up. He's one of the hardest working men I've ever met. Join with me, church. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tim. Woo! Day to you. Woo! We sure love Tim Powell. So, along with our cake reception after church, we will have a Tim Powell reception cake. I think there's a cake like in the shape of a Superman or something out there in the shape of Tim. Maybe there's a cake in the shape of Tim out there. Praise God. Feels good to be in the house of God tonight. Amen. Amen. And during our dinner tonight, we had a first, I think, for the CIP graduation. We had a young man ask a young lady her hand in marriage, and she said yes, if the young couple would stand. All right. Praise the Lord. And if it gets his birthday, it's your birthday, Scott. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, praise God. Happy birthday and happy engagement. And amen. All kinds of wonderful things going on here. So there will be a cake reception. Everybody's welcome to come and eat a bunch of cake and take a bunch home with you. And I want to feed as many little kids as much cake as I can tonight. Send them all home with their parents. Pastor, you got some Mountain Dew and Snickers and everything we can pass around? Hallelujah. Scott. praise God. All right, let's get into this thing here. Graduation. Well, first of all, I always want to give credit where credit is due. Praise the Lord. Thank God every single day for my little sweet pea. She could stand. She's the driving force behind this whole thing. She's so pretty. Hallelujah. She cooks really good. Right, Lee? Hey, all right. If I could have all the drivers, just the drivers for CIP, stand. If you've ever driven or you're a driver for us. Man, without these folks, man. You know, God said to go out all over the place and preach. Well, what happens when, you know, he says to go into the prisons and set them free. And what happens when the prison sends them here? We got to have somebody to bring them here. So without our drivers, we are just so thankful for our drivers. So thank you guys so much. How about my teachers? Who's a teacher or has been a teacher? If you could stand. All right? All right? Praise the Lord. Look at this. This is a good crew. Awesome. And Sister Janine, if you could stand. Stand up, Janine. All right. Sister Janine has come so far, and she has gone through the program. You probably sat in enough to go through it about 10 times now. But she is our new teacher. She is a new teacher, so. And she does an awesome job. She came in as a student, afflicted, knowing that she needs to make a change. She made the change. God cleaned her right on up, just like the song. And now she's teaching. Praise God. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. And she got a car tonight. Praise God. All right. Well, without further ado, we are going to move ahead and give the graduates an opportunity here. So I will call y'all up. If I could have Sister Chantel Short come on up. She is such a sweet lady. She has such a sweet spirit. She's consistent. Stand right over here. I'll give you the mic in a minute. All right. It's Jess here. If I could get Deb Chamberlain, come on up. She has come through. This last guy, Les Stewart, this man, he's not here. He was here earlier. This is a hardworking guy. He came through, and he said that in orientation that he had to make this change for his family first and foremost. And since he came through CIP, he has not drank any alcohol, done any drugs, done anything against the law. And right now he's on a job. He came in here to recognize that he wanted to be here. He came and stopped by, visited with us for a little bit. But he's out putting siding on a house right now to provide for his family. He's got like 5 jobs. And he's keeping himself clean, and he's giving back to the community. Him and Sister Janine are friends, and so Janine is going to give the speech for Brother Les. Somebody get a phone out and record this, all right? All right, so go ahead, sister.
He just want me to say thank you. He enjoyed the program, but I want to say for me, I really enjoyed the program. I love all you guys at Calvary. I have learned a lot. I done came a long way. But I'm staying doing what I need to be doing. I'm staying focused, and I just want to say I love y'all.
I just want to say thank you very much. You all welcomed me in as a family. My dad and Diane have been here for a long time, and I've really enjoyed coming here, and I'm going to keep coming, so thank you very much.
I want to say thank God that I'm woke. I came here today, and I'm happy to be here. My intentions wasn't to continue to be here. It was just to come out, but you guys pushing me so hard, a couple of my family members and this guy right here and my kids pushing me to come. So I will continue to come, and thank y'all. I appreciate it.
Go ahead and stay up. Hey, stay up here. We're going to pray for you. All right. Hold on now. Praise the Lord. Church, if you would stand with me. Pastor, we're gonna pray for our graduates.
Lord, we want to thank you for this day. We want to thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to gather here and this awesome celebration, Lord, of our three graduates that are graduating from this CIP program. We ask you, Lord, that your hand would be upon them. You would continue to bless them, continue to stir what you have started inside of them. Lord, you have a plan. You have your will for each and every one of our lives. And I pray, God, that you would help us to continue to move in that direction, that we may find that perfect will for our lives. Lord, I ask you, Lord, also to give them the strength, give them the courage, give them the tenacity, Lord, to stay close to you. And we pray continually for them, for this program. And we love you, Lord, and we do this in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.
Amen. Give them a hand. Yeah, I'll take his. Yeah. Praise God. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Flown in a very special preacher tonight, straight from Mexico. Amen. Ecuador, that's what it is. Colombia, I don't know. That dude can make an empanada, that's all I know. Brother Mark Nikilski is an awesome preacher, evangelist. This man truly is, if you don't know, Mark is truly instant in season and out of season. He prays the pizza guy through to the Holy Ghost. He prays the guy up under the tree at the park through to the Holy Ghost. Him and his wife are just a tremendous asset. And Mark, we love you. Brother Nikilski, come on up, preach the word.
Well, praise the Lord, Calvary Gospel Church. Let's praise the Lord, Calvary Gospel Church. The extremist is back behind the pulpit. They've given me the microphone again. So just in case you were wondering, I'm not going to slow down. I'm not going to back off, back down, put this thing in idle, get in coast. We are on the Holy Ghost revival. My foot is going on the accelerator. I just want to know if you want to come as well, because God has given me a word tonight. Now stick with me, because this altar will be full if you want some of Jesus. So we are going to get into our text. If you would please stand with me. For the reading of the word, we're going to go to Matthew chapter 13 and verses 45 through 52. Noah, I love you. Y si la mayoría de la gente aquí sabían español. I love that guy. It's funny because one time I tried to explain this to some people, and Lord bless them. I'm not, you know, sometimes some people are just ignorant, and sometimes they just don't. Not you. No, I'm sorry. But I told someone once, I said, well, my mom's from Ecuador, and they were just confident as all could be, and just, well, where in Mexico is that? And I was like, alrighty then. Verse 45. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, went and sold all that he had and bought it. And again, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which when it was full, they drew to shore and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Jesus saith unto them, have you understood all these things? They say unto him, yea, Lord. Then said he unto them, therefore every scribe which is instructed unto the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is a householder, which brings forth out of his treasure things new and old. Would you pray with me just for a second, Lord? I pray right now, God, that you would intervene on behalf of me, speak through me, anoint everyone that hears, Lord, bless them, anoint them. confirm your word tonight with miracles, signs, and wonders in the name of Jesus. Amen. Would you clap your hands on your way to being seated? You took a little bit of my fire because God wanted me to do something tonight, but it's not copycatting. He really wanted me to do this. And I know the people who I'm about to call out really appreciate it if I wouldn't. But Jessica Atkins, can you please stand? Hold on. Ryan Clark, can you stand? And the Rossing brothers, Jeff and Nathan, would you guys please stand? They really wouldn't like that I did this right now. These four people right here and myself, they are in one of the most thankless ministries. It's driving Sunday mornings, getting people to and from the church. There's no recognition there. There's no anything. They understand that. That's why they do it. They do it to get people to the house of the Lord. And they've been doing it faithfully for some time. Would you guys just give them a hand clap? Because I love these people, and they mean a lot to me. So in Matthew chapter 13, the Lord has just finished giving his disciples and those that were listening a little teaching lesson. People had been following him, and this is actually something that had been going on here. A story goes from one part to another, and there's a multitude of a crowd that's hearing Jesus speak. There's Pharisees, there's people that have been healed by him miraculously, there's his disciples, there's other followers that aren't sure, they're not fully persuaded one way or another. So he's got a bunch of people that are following him, and Jesus starts quoting these parables to them. And he starts saying, well, the kingdom of heaven is like this, and the kingdom of heaven is like that. And in one scenario, he says the kingdom of heaven is like a man that had a vineyard, and he makes reference to the third hour of the day and the sixth hour of the day, the ninth hour. Many of you know that story. Well, this man goes to the marketplace, and he sees people, and he says, well, I need you to work in my vineyard. And he's making reference to those in the church and those that have worked for God. And we've heard many stories about we're in the 11th hour, and he's going there, and he sees people standing, and he's like, well, nobody's asked us to work. So he makes a reference there in that parable. He makes another reference to those who have the kingdom of heaven is like a pearl of great price. Well, it's like this, it's like that. And I believe he's speaking to some people who, at the beginning of their walk with God, they're starting to get a revelation of who Jesus is. See, once you have a revelation of who Jesus is, you start to realize that nothing else really matters or comes close. That doesn't mean you don't stop loving other people, but it just means that he starts becoming the center of your world, the center of your universe. Because if you don't know, you're the center of his. And he's trying to make you, and he wants you to understand that he should be the center of yours. So he's going through this. And many of us know that the world we are living in is trying to bury the word of God. They are trying to just nosedive us into the ground. They've taken it out of the schools. They've taken it out of the government. They've taken it out of other establishments and facilities. And once you get all screwed up and messed up and get in jail or get in prison, well, here's the Bible. Now start making your life right. But this word of God, this gospel will not be shut down. This gospel will not be hid. The Lord is still performing miracles, and we are striking while the iron is hot. In the eyes of Jesus, you are a treasure. Now, how do you see him? And if you had a glimpse of just what it meant to be a part of the kingdom, you will come running. Now, you may say to yourself, I'm a failure. I've been there. You may say to yourself, there's no hope for me. Or you may say, I don't want this. I don't want it. Okay? Well, first of all, if you look at yourself as a failure or there's no hope for you, that's a lie. Okay? He sees the treasure in everything. There's no sin that can keep you away if you're willing to submit yourself unto God, if you're willing to yield your heart unto him. There's no thing that you can done, that you have done, that the blood can't wash over. I've heard about the most people that have just committed such atrocities, but they've came to the Lord and he still loves them. God's converting Muslims within their own jail cells right now. Nobody's even going to witness to them. He's just coming up on the scene and just presenting himself before them right there. So at the end of the day, it matters what he thinks and how you look at him. It doesn't matter what she or he thinks about you. You are a treasure in his eyes. Now make him the treasure in yours. A lot of times we want to come in here and we want to look cute and we want to look handsome, and we're afraid to let our hair down. We're afraid to really just get involved. Glenn, I felt that message you were preaching the other day about just getting totally consumed in God. One thing I don't know is that if in a couple hours from now, that trumpet might sound. We might get too casual with the going through the motions, and this will happen, and this is on the schedule, and that's on the schedule. I want to be ready for heaven every time I come to church and every time I leave this building. I need to make sure that my heart's clean. I need to make sure that my thoughts are pure. I need to make sure that my family's living right, and He wants you to do the same. Well, I already worshiped a little today. Newsflash, what do you think heaven's going to be like? So if you could just lift a little hand here and lift a little hand there and give Him glory and give Him praise, He's going to keep coming down into this place and He's going to set off a fire in here like never before. There will never be another day like we have right now. He just wants you to respond to Him and believe that He can and He will do this. Just like in the days of Noah, that's how it will be in those last days. Think about it. Think about it. Just like those days, married, given in marriage, homosexuality is on steroids right now. Drug and alcohol addiction, it's everywhere you turn. And the cure in the public's eyes is get them even more medicated. Only don't give them the illegal drugs, give them the legal ones. That'll fix it, right? Eventually there'll be a zombie and won't really know what to do, but that's the solution. We have a better promise. We have a better solution. We are the mouthpiece and the feet and the hands, and we are the voices of God, and all we need to do is just open our voices and proclaim it. Man, it's everywhere we go. It is everywhere we go. Me and my wife, a few weeks ago, we just started really feeling a tugging on our heart, tugging on our spirit, just drawing closer to God and just getting things out of our life that doesn't matter, that just are just unimportant, they're just irrelevant. You've heard it before, they're not necessarily sin, but they're just a waste of time. And we've just been decluttering our house. And we decided, okay, well, we're going to go on a 21-day fast, okay? We're going to go on a 21-day fast. And this isn't just an only water thing. Pastor, you provoked us. We need to pray for that man. If you're praying for him for 5 minutes, pray for him for 10. If you're praying for 15, pray for him for 20. I'm a firm believer that in order for us to be blessed, he needs to be blessed. In order for us to be anointed, he needs to be anointed more. It's going to flow from him to us. Keep that in your prayers. But we felt led to go on this 21-day fast. And your flesh at first is like, this is stupid. Why are you going to do this? You climb up and down a ladder 5 days a week in 90-something degree weather with a hard hat on. Good luck. And so we talked about it. We prayed about it. And I said, we're going to do it one day at a time. So we started with fasting until 3 o'clock and then fasting until 6 o'clock and then having days where we would do just water. And we've been in this, and the Lord has been just doing some amazing things in our life. He has been moving in our life like never before. Our kids will imitate us speaking in tongues. Our kids will sit there, and it's so precious because it's so honest and sincere, and you could tell God just grabbed a hold of them. And my little Rosaline sitting there like da 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 da. And some of you who don't have the Holy Ghost, it is for you. I promise you, it is for you. It is biblical. All you need to do is want it. We're going to have an opportunity at the end of this, and God will fill you if you want it. If you've had the Holy Ghost before and you haven't spoken in tongues in a while, He will refill you. If you haven't taken on His name in water baptism, like I said before, sometime, whether it's tonight or down the road, someone's going to preach a message, and there's going to be people sitting there, and they're going to say, maybe tomorrow, maybe the next day. And when that trumpet sounds, my friend, that trumpet is sounded. And you need to make that decision and make your mind up, because I want to be on the winning side. I want to be on the train to heaven. I want to be in the heavenlies. I don't want to be at the one grinding in the mill and my neighbor just got taken and I'm sitting there like, no, 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 no. Not me. Not me. So prepare yourself. But our kids are just, they're being touched. Our daughter and our niece, it's just amazing to see two little 8-year-old girls just slain in the spirit, just speaking in tongues and just weeping for each other. And just, I can't put it in words. And this is all what God is doing. And this isn't just about us. He is trying to get us into a place where we are doing this on a regular basis. We're doing this on a consistent level. We just had Revival Ridge Outreach. 6 people got the Holy Ghost that day. There are people driving by, drinking and smoking, cussing, and they cuss loud, we're going to say Jesus louder. They bump their music loud, we're going to bump worship louder. You want to say no to this? Well, we're going to say yes to that, because we're going to lift up the name of Jesus. So in this fast, we have a Revival Ridge Outreach, and God's just been moving, just orchestrating things in our life. Like, last Friday, all that was we were just trying to help a sister out paint. We're just trying to help her paint. Well, let's fast till 6 today. Okay, let's order pizza. Okay, pizza man comes. Well, Christina and I think it was Kim are over there talking to the pizza man. All of a sudden she says, sir. Like, oh, there goes the Holy Ghost moment. And I'm up on the ladder just painting. Like, she's going to call my name at about 5, 4. Mark, can you come here? Mark, come here. So I go outside. People, I'm telling you, they're everywhere. They're everywhere. Be open to it. I go outside. I start talking to this man. He's having suicidal thoughts. He's struggling with things that are just beyond my comprehension, because I haven't dealt with that in so long. And he's just sitting there in total awe that people would even realize, or that they were in tune with God, that they could sense what was happening in his life. So we begin to pray for him. And then we just pray. We say, okay, this is what I believe. I believe in full deliverance. I believe that God can deliver you from those thoughts of suicide. I believe that God can deliver you from depression. If you can hear me right now, I believe that God can deliver you from drug and alcohol addiction. I believe that God can deliver you from pornography. I believe that God can deliver you from anger. I believe that God can deliver you from everything that is not of God. He will remove out of your life if you will want that. And we pray with him. And my intention was just to pray with him. Just praying with him. And Christina's over there just worshiping and just praying. And we prayed and we prayed and we prayed. And I was like, all right. And we prayed. And just about, we're about to stop praying. Okay, Lord, I felt like I prayed what you wanted me to pray, and then I just felt it, and it's, you know that feeling, Brother Thomas, you just, whoa, God wants to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Like, sir, do you know what it means to receive the Holy Ghost? Do you want to speak in tongues? Yes, okay, this is all you got to do. I said, this isn't me, this is Jesus. All you got to do, this is what's going to happen. You're going to start speaking in another language you never learned. You can't perfect it, you can't control it, because it's God working inside of you. All you got to do is just worship, and it'll come out of your mouth. So just allow it to happen, and within about 5 seconds, he's speaking in tongues, and he's like, oh my Jesus, and he just starts it coming out of him, and he's in total shock, in total awe. But these people are everywhere. Brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, if you're open to it, and you get into that closet a little bit longer, and you commit yourself to fasting a little bit more, and you read your word a little bit more thoroughly, and just take it for what it is. This is our lifeline. There is so much in here, you won't master this by the time you die. There is so much to learn. If you would get in this, God will lead you. And that was a scenario where we didn't go to them. He brought him to us. And he tried to be here tonight, but we're in contact with him. So praise God. You know, there's been times when I prayed with people and nothing's happened. So if that happens to you, don't be alarmed. I prayed with people and I almost felt like I was pushing it. That's how I learn. That's how I'm going to grow. I might fall on my face, but guess what? I'm going to get back up again. That's not going to stop me from preaching the word. That's not going to stop me from teaching. Don't let it stop you. That's not going to stop me from saying, I will be used of God. I will prophesy. I will say that thus saith the Lord, because he will confirm it. His word says so, and I believe it. Don't let it hold you back. Don't let it hold you back. Look at Peter. He denied the Lord 3 times. And many of us know the message, the story. He denied the Lord 3 times. Jesus said he would. He just totally dismembered himself. And then the man preaches the first message on the day of Pentecost. Preaches the first message. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. And then this man, a few chapters later, is called to go to Samaria. Well, the Samaritans, they weren't fully Hebrews or Israelites. They were a mingled group. So God was trying to give him a glimpse. Well, people received the Holy Ghost there. He was trying to take him through stages. And Peter was stumbling a little bit, because when it came to the centurion, when it came to Cornelius, he didn't want to go. He didn't want to go when the door had been opened to the Gentiles. He fell, but he got back up. We know this because in most accounts by church history, he died a martyr in Rome. He died for the Lord. So the same thing that he was reluctant to preach about, or the people he was to preach to, that is where he died proclaiming the gospel. I take full assurance knowing there is a reward for me in heaven, and there can be one for you as well. I will not be weary in well-doing, and I will not faint not. I will not faint not. I might be tired. I love my children, and some nights they might only give me 3 or 4 hours of sleep. But like my friend Brian Regnard said, he said, in order to love your children, you got to hate sleep. That's not me. That was him. And I said, brother, that fits. But I won't be weary in well-doing, and I won't faint not. Bishop, I am fully persuaded that I'm going to see the 20,000 soul revival that God has given you for a vision. Pastor, we do face radical Islam. We do face a radical ideology. But God is raising up radicals within the Christian faith that will go and proclaim the gospel. A fanatical radical who is not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. There is no territory that is off limits. We will say it in the name of Jesus. Everything was originally God's, and that is what I am here to say. So thus saith the Lord, he will give unto you if you will go. That neighborhood, it's a stronghold of the devil only until we walk in there. It's heavy with spirits. We have the spirit. We have that anointing upon us. He just wants us to speak it, to speak it, to proclaim it. That's all it is. I've already been slaying those lions and bears and killed me a few giants. I'm hungry for more. I'm hungry for more. I don't come at the devil as Mark Nikelski, because I will fall flat on my face and lose. I come at them as child of the King, as son of the Most High God. So greater is he that is in me than anywhere else. Greater is he that is in me, and he will perform the things because I go in his name. I don't come in there cocky or arrogant. I come in there confident because he will do what he says he will do. He just wants us to do it. He just wants us to do it. Some of you look at me like I'm a little extreme. I get that. But if you knew me when I was shoulders deep in darkness and the devil was trying to kill me time and time again, he tried to kill me a few times, but what he didn't realize is that I was going to go from crazy to crazier. That once I got on this train and with Jesus, it was 2 guns up, a sword swinging in the name of Jesus. There is no enemy. There is no devil. There is nothing that hell can do against us, because we are for God. Now, church, this is the time that we move forward. New person, if you have not received him yet, in the name of Jesus, be ready to receive the Holy Ghost. If you have not been baptized yet, Noah is ready to take as many people under in the name of Jesus that we'll have of it tonight. Mommy can't save you. Daddy can't do anything for you. Your uncle, your auntie, your grandma, your grandpa, it is you and Jesus. You got to personalize this thing. There's no excuses, regrets. It's about him or it's double-minded. There's something you need to understand, and this is not just for CIP people. This is for people that have been here a while also. Don't let something get in between you and Jesus. Do not let something get in between you and Jesus. This is a hard lesson that needs to be taught. And I tell my Sophia, and I tell my kids, and I tell them, who's more important to me than you? Jesus. Now, I need you to understand that he needs to be more important to you than me. As much as Daddy loves you, I can't do for you what he can. I can only guide you there. As much as Daddy wants to try and intervene all the time, there's sometimes I'm going to have to just back away. And it's going to need to be you and God. That's the only way you're going to grow. Parents, you need to get a hold of this. If you got young ones, if they're teenagers, if they're young kids, it's not too late. They need to understand that. Me and my wife have a thing where there are times we pray together and then we have our separate prayer moments. And there are times the flesh rears its ugly head. And I know it does with you too. You get a little jealous. Well, she's been in there praying a while. What about me? And I know she's felt the same way about me. But it's about Jesus. If I can't hear from him first, if I can't be led by him first, I'm of no value to my family. I'm of no value to my pastor. I'm of no value to my church. And that's the way it's got to be. He sees the treasure in you, the kingdom of heaven. What's it like to you? I know what it's like to me. What's it like to you? If it's been a while, you willing to go revisit that place? That place? See, sometimes we forget about how ugly and nasty and how we used to look and act. And we're too holy and sanctified to weep again before the Lord. That mission, that evangelist came by again. He spoke about beautiful brokenness. I got to keep falling upon that rock. I got to keep falling upon him and let him know. I wake up in the morning, it's about you, Jesus. Throughout my day at work, it's about you, Lord. When I go to sleep at night, it's about you, Jesus. So what am I trying to do? Jude 1:22-23, of some having compassion, making a difference, and others saved with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. I want us to make it to heaven. And I want this house to be full. And I want the preaching points to be full. And I want to see more churches. And I'm just itching and scratching towards that 20,000 soul revival. Man, after that Pizza Pit man, Sylvester's his name, after he left, we had us a little worship session. We had us a moment of prayer. We started speaking. Let the angels follow him. Keep him. Guide him. Don't let this be a one-time thing. And if you're here tonight, don't let it be a one-time thing. He wants to lead you and direct you and guide you. He is the aviator of your plane. He is the one who can drive your life into just the high country. Allow him to do it. Stand with me if you would, please. Now, this place right up here, it's called the altar, okay? This place is called the altar. Many times we ask people to come forth, come and pray, or come and get prayed with. An altar is a place of offering and sacrifice, okay? We don't live in Old Testament times. We don't have to bring a dead animal. I hope none of you are bringing dead animals. But He wants that offering of your heart. He wants that offering of, look, everything is here is his, okay? It's only until you acknowledge that and you give unto him that he will truly bless you. It's a promise. It's for us. If you haven't received the Holy Ghost, it is for you. It is for you. I'll say it again. It is for you. You can't fight this battle on your own. You need Jesus. And the one way you know you'll have Jesus is by receiving that Spirit. All you altar workers, would you come forward, please? These are some people that are just going to pray. If you need prayer, it's make it or break it time. Now, what he or she or anybody else would think about you, does it really matter? Does it really matter when it comes to what he thinks about you? When it comes to how he views you? Well, how do you view him? That's what he wants. That's what he's asking for. So if you need prayer, if you want what it is I'm speaking about, come forward. One of these men or women, they will pray with you. God will fill you with the Spirit. If you haven't spoken tongues in a while, come forward. Step out in faith. Step out in believing. Step out in knowing. You don't want to wait another day. You do not want to wait. You don't want to hold off on this. God will do something for you. If you have something that you've been struggling with and you're a saint, you've been here for a while, lay it at the altar. Just come forward and lay it at the altar. There's nothing to be ashamed of. None of us are perfect. The Lord wants a church that's on fire. Ask yourself that. He wants a church that's on fire. You want that fire rekindled? Come forward. You want that fire rekindled? Recommit. Give unto God. He will bless you. He will reward you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. That's right. Bring your family up. Commit as a family. Make new devotions. Commit to more prayer and fasting.
Lord, we pray.
We're not promised tomorrow. Some of you may think I can wait till tomorrow. I can wait until next week. I can wait until next month. That's a lie. Let Jesus move in your life. Let Jesus move in your life.